writing tricks. How to write anything. In today's episode, we are going to have a look at how to identify, how you can identify what supporting sentences are relevant when it comes to writing a coherent paragraph. So, the main point, I guess, here is that you stay on topic, do not stray. So remember, a coherent paragraph will communicate an idea clearly. So the way we're going to go about it is, first, we're going to have a topic sentence, not too broad, not too narrow, that is not a fact, that is not announcing, that is not a chunk. We're going to have a strong topic sentence. For example, music class should be mandatory in high school. Imagine that that's what we're going to write about. We are going to write about music, we are going to write about things being mandatory in high school. Perhaps this will appear in the context of an opinion essay, just trying to fight for the role of music and the place in a balanced curriculum. So in one of our paragraphs, the idea is that we want to talk about music class should be mandatory in high school. So what things you think that can support this idea? So definitely, if we want to stay on topic, we need to be able to talk about music. That's a must. We would also need to be able to talk about it being mandatory, and we also need to do it in the context of high school, because if we start talking about, rather than music, if we start talking about maths or chemistry, or if we talk about whether, instead of being mandatory, it would be a good idea or something, perhaps that's also going off topic. And same thing, if we're talking about music being mandatory at university, again, we are going off topic. So if we have a strong topic sentence, such as music class should be mandatory in high school, what evidence can we present? So I have a little challenge for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some sentences, some ideas, and you have to tell me if you think that these ideas will add up to this topic sentence, if they will help this topic sentence and if the whole thing would be coherent and staying on topic. So idea number one, math is important. Do you think this would work and this could be a good relevant supporting sentence? Nope, you guessed correctly. Math is important doesn't really add up or help you building an argument and a paragraph around the idea of music class being mandatory in high school. Now, another one. Imagine that they tell you high school should serve breakfast. Again, this is a no-no, because the fact that what high schools should do, especially in the context of serving breakfast, is not going to make your argument or your idea of music class being mandatory in high school any stronger. It just digresses from the whole thing that you're trying to communicate. Let's go for the next one. Music class can develop creativity. Well, this one could be. I mean, we're talking about music class, we're talking about it being mandatory in high school. So perhaps the idea that music class can develop creativity could add up to that idea. But you will need to link it. You will need to add extra things and extra missing links and missing steps that will say, okay, so music class can develop creativity, music class develop creativity amongst teenagers that can lead to something worth including in the curriculum. I mean, with a little bit of tweaking and with some other supporting sentences and evidences and justifications of your argument, it could work. Next one. Learning an instrument is beneficial to improve grades in other subjects. What do you think? Yeah, it could work. It could work because we are talking about other subjects. we're talking about the context of education, perhaps primary school, perhaps secondary school. We would really need to narrow it down to make sure that we're addressing high school. But learning an instrument is beneficial to improve grades. Therefore, music class should be mandatory in high schools because it can help us developing other skills. It could work. So anyway, I hope that this was more or less clear, that this could give you an idea into deciding or into identifying which ones would work nicely and which ones wouldn't. Remember, the whole thing we're going to try and do is to try and approach it from the semantic point of view. We want to communicate ideas and we want to communicate them in a clear way. Following the tip-top strategy, whenever we have time or a person or a topic or a place, whenever we have a topic, whenever we have an idea, we're going to use a new paragraph. Now, that idea is going to be like a capsule. We're going to have a little bit of a topic sentence that's going to give us the focus and the arrow and the direction, and the other supporting evidences need to be on topic. You need to stay on topic. And that's something very important to think about if we want our text to be coherent, to make sense. So I hope that was helpful. I'm pretty certain you got them right, that intuitively you understood which ones would be good supporting evidences and which ones wouldn't be. So in the next episode, again, we're going to try and do another similar example of this, okay? So to emphasize how important this is. Hope it helps, and I hope to see you there soon. Hi, I'm Mara Jurado, the person behind this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Writing Tricks. I'll be back with new episodes pretty soon. You can find more Writing Tricks on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast directory. Some of you have asked me how to help this podcast. Well, if you find the tricks interesting and you want them to keep coming to your phone, the best way to make sure that this happens is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Of course, don't forget to follow it on Twitter and on Facebook at Writing Tricks and on Instagram at Writing Tricks FM. I'll meet you there and I'll see you next time. In the meantime, remember, there are easy tricks to learn how to write anything.